Tonight, Geneva is going dark. The Swiss city is turning off its streetlights. The event's being dubbed La Nuit est Belle, the night is beautiful. Eric Ashkar is president of the Geneva Astronomy Society. So why is Geneva doing this, Eric?
Geneva is doing this because during the last 4 years, Pascal Möschler, who is curator and biologist at the National Biological Museum of Geneva, and I gave 35 conferences in 4 years all around Geneva about light pollution. And progressively, we noticed that in the population, people were quite sensitive to the biodiversity, and also people were trying to see again the stars. And we experimented in cities, 5 of them around Geneva, experiment where we switched off the light at night, and the people were very enthusiastic. And we proposed to have a larger experience. And today, 150 cities will switch off the light in Switzerland and in France. So it's across the border to allow the people to see the Milky Way.
So let's talk about light pollution for a moment, because it's obviously a problem for astronomers like yourself, but for everybody, including astronomers, why is it a problem in terms of biodiversity, and how big of an issue is it in cities?
The light pollution, of course, creates trouble for astronomers, because when you put light at night, you don't see the stars anymore. So the stars are disappearing. And for biology, when you put the light at night, in fact, you put light on animals that are normally invisible, and therefore they can be eaten. And you change the law of nature in doing so. And for human beings, if we are exposed to too much light, we tend to go to bed later than we should to have a normal rhythm. We should have extremely bright light during the daytime and really a strong darkness during the nighttime. And that helps to synchronize the body clock.
So you're calling this event La Nuit est Belle, the night is beautiful. On one hand, there's a scientific basis for this lights out evening. But the title, The Night is Beautiful, I mean, that's kind of an artistic way of approaching it. Why'd you choose that title, La Nuit est Belle?
We thought about the experience we had with the people in the cities when we switched off the light. And we saw that the people were very enthusiastic to see the sky. And thinking about doing the same project, but at a larger scale in terms of territory, we thought that let's choose a date on the calendar where the Milky Way goes across the sky like an arch, and so that the night will be beautiful.
So I'm assuming there's a new moon tonight. In other words, there won't be any moon out and you won't have that light to interfere with the Milky Way.
The date was chosen close to the new moon, because when you have the full moon, you have the light of the moon is in fact reducing the contrast in the sky and you see less stars. And we have selected a date so that the stars will be very bright.
What are you really hoping people see when they look up in the night sky?
The hope behind is to, as a human beings, we are coming from the universe, because our body, the Earth, all atoms we know here were made in stars that blasted in the past, and all atoms came back again to form the Earth and ourselves. So our body, everything we see is just stellar dust. And seeing the stars again is to see our roots and to give the people the wish to see more the stars, because the light pollution has more or less increased around 100% over the past 20 years. And the wish of this event is all the cities in the world, I'm thinking about London, I'm thinking about New York, that they could do such an event also to show their population how the sky is beautiful and how the night is beautiful.
Eric Ashkar, the president of the Geneva Astronomy Society. Eric, we're some 6 hours ahead of you, so I sincerely wish you a good night with clear skies. All the best.
Thank you very much.